Welcome, everybody. Share number 1501. We're learning today. Lulin Nishmas, Moshe Doyf, Ben Rabban Zizel. Lulin Nishmas, believe my mas from Moshe and the Rafur Shalim and Rav Yeshua Levi Ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about the last couple of shiurim. We are in the middle, actually, of the Isser of the Dabar Dover. One could speak about on Shabbos what one can't speak about on Shabbos. We started moving a little bit into the Shulchan Aruch. We read from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas in the Shulchan Aruch. We're trying to get into in Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Vav. So just real quickly to Chazarov again, review what we have so far and move on. Asa Lachshev Cheshboinus, the Mechaba said over there in Sif Vav, Asa Lachshev Cheshboinus Afilu Im Avru, one is not supposed to be making calculations on Shabbos, even if they already passed. We learn Kach V'Kach, right? So much I gave out, I'll never play me to this person, I paid this person that amount, I paid the other person the other amount, whatever, for the Ah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba, ends off and says, V'dafka, all this is not allowed, only Adashadayin Schar Payalim Eisle. It's only whereby the person still owes people money, or the person still owes them Schar, the payment for their work. So then you can make Cheshbonis, right? I owe a guy $50, I'll pay him another $50, and you talk it out, let me see, 50 and 50 equals 100. So that you're not supposed to talk about. That you're not supposed to talk about. V'dafka, Shadayin Schar Payalim Eisle. Aval im Ram kavar is mutter. If you already made the cheshbonos, right? If it's already something that was already done, then it's okay. In other words, you know, let's say 3 weeks ago I paid this guy $100. Okay, so there's nothing that has to be done over here. Very nice, you paid him $100. Shkoyach. So, but it's dover shel mabekach. It's like just stam stats, as they say, right? Things that took place in the past. So such a cheshbon is not a problem to talk about. But if it's a cheshbon whereby you still have to take care of it, and you're in the middle of working out the cheshbon, we're not dealing, of course, with writing, calculating. It's not the issue. We're dealing with just simply talking. Such a cheshbon would not be allowed. Such a calculation would not be allowed. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafei, just to start off what this is all about. What do we mean by dafka about the dime? The only thing that's also is still if the payment is still by the owner. In other words, I have to pay this guy this and this, and I never did it, so I'm trying to figure it out, right, in my head by talking it out. So that you can't do. The Haboe, Lameda, Kametzarech, Lita Lehem. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafei, the boy Lameda, Kametzarech Lehem. Right, it's a calculation that you need. If I say I paid the other guy, you know, $100 2 weeks ago, okay, very nice, but it doesn't affect anything or anybody in any way. You made a statement, very nice. But over here, this is mamish's statement that has to be taken care of, sort of. I add $50, I still own $50, you started to make cheshbonis calculations that you have to take care of. And that would not be allowed because of the iser of v'daber dover. So I just wanted to mention the dirsh we bring in Ice 32, but lachshev cheshbonis behir, if somebody just thinks those calculations, let's say, in their head, so the Kaf HaChaim wants to say, shemutah, that would be allowed. Because of the fact he says that the Isra v'davadav le nesra ella diber ach lehir, like we spoke about in the past, that it's the talking that's not allowed, but the thinking is allowed. Now, in many instances, anyways, but so the thinking, these cheshbonos would not be the Isra v'davadav. But we still want to say it doesn't mean a person should just be thinking about these things on Shabbos. Obviously, it's the spirit of Shabbos has to be, a person has to think about holy things, things that are full of kedusha, right? Learning, milas chesed, whatever the case might be, and not to think about a person like we spoke about last time. Person has to look at Shabbos Kodesh, that ki'ilu, that his work is done, it's over, finished, there's nothing else for you to do. Hashem is taking care of everything. It's the seventh day of rest. Shabbos Kodesh, we look at ki'ilu, all komalachta, all the work is done, finished. That's the bottom line. Okay, but again, we do want to know what's also, if somebody was thinking these cheshbonis, they've by mistake or whatever the case might be, you have to know that it wasn't an isser. The isser is to talk. To actually say these cheshbonos. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in Sifkat and Chaf Hei. That when it comes to the fact that they still have to take care of it, that's when we have the problem. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and continues to say in Sifkat and Chavav, Vafilu im acha kach nizbar. Right, so that, what does it mean, Eitzloi, next to the person? In other words, the money's still in the guy's pocket, not on Shabbos, but it's still he never paid him from last week, right? In other words, let's say a person makes a cheshbon. You start thinking it out. Let's see, I paid him $150, and then I paid him, you know what, you're talking it out, the whole calculation. I paid him $150, and then I paid him $25, and I owe him $300, and then I paid him another $100, whatever. And at the end, you came up, you know what, and then I paid him another $50, whatever the calculation was. The bottom line is, it's zero. Oh, you know what, I taka owe him nothing. I made cheshbonis, I was figuring this and that. Oh, but the thing is, if the person didn't know before you started making the cheshbonis, it's not something you stump talking. Yeah, I paid the guy $150 last week. Just stump like this. Shel mabakach, we call it the verb shel mabakach. It's just stump and developer, and you know whatever a statement you made. But if you made calculations, even though it ended up in zero, right? I paid the guy $150 two weeks ago from the $300. Then I paid him another $100 last week. Let's see. Let's finish the cheshbon. Then I paid him another $50. Well, oh, you know what? At the end, came out to zero, but since you did it as cheshbonis, and you didn't know it would be zero, it could be you came out to, you still owe him $25, you know, whatever the case is, since you didn't know that, it still would be the iser of v'daber davar, because in fact, the main cheshbonis, whereby, as we say, v'dafka she'adayin schar payalim eislay, that the money's still with you, you never finished paying up the guy, even though the cheshbon came out to zero, but that is, to stop making those cheshbonis and talking them out, is the iser of v'daber davar. One of the problems of v'daber davar, obviously we're going to see this more, but that's to begin with, and then we'll talk about next time, Yat Hashem, when it would be allowed, that we said at the end, the mechaba ends off, avol im param kavar is mutter. If you already paid the guy, you just stop, make a statement, yeah, well, I paid him $500 two weeks ago, whatever, so that is all okay. We're going to see how that works upcoming shirim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tuv.